The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Sometimes it's difficult to kind of separate these two celebrations of the faithful departed, the saints in heaven, and those who are officially canonized by the church, and the others who are in heaven but not necessarily officially canonized by the church. But they are all in heaven, where we hopefully will go sometime. The scripture passages remind us of, first of all, from the Book of Wisdom, as the author of the Book of Wisdom sort of plays off those who are faithful against those who are not, and those who keep the commandments. In Paul's letter to the Romans, we are reminded once again of the promises that have been made to us, those who are faithful. And in the Gospel from St. John, we are also once again reminded of passing from death to life. On our part, it's always maybe a mystery what we think about when we hear these passages and when we celebrate the Feast of All Saints and the Feast of All Souls. Certainly, for most especially the Feast of All Souls, we have a way of calling to mind those who have gone before us, our own perhaps parents, grandparents, our great-grandparents, our aunts or uncles, other people. Personally, I think it's good as we reflect upon these people, that perhaps we think about somebody who had an impact on us and on our life. Someone that lived a saintly life, a holy life, who was a good witness of the faith, who perhaps taught us, maybe one of the teachers, a religious in grade school or high school, that maybe challenged us to live the faith more faithfully, or maybe even a parent, a grandparent, just anybody that has been really very, very important to our faith growth. And it's also a time, I think, to be thankful for these people, those who have been canonized and those who have not been, but are nonetheless with our Lord in heaven. to thank God that this is yet another gift to us. These holy men and women who live the faith to the fullest, who serve as a witness to what it means to be a good Catholic Christian. And we pray also for ourselves, our families, and our friends. We pray that God will help all of us to be saintly, to grow in holiness, to live our faith so that all can see how important it is to us. And perhaps, maybe we, one day as we grow older, will be one of the ones that say, hey, offers a challenge, or gives wisdom when asked. There are many ways to be a saint, but there's only one way to get to heaven, and that's to live the faith, to love God, and to love one another.